The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Mike Campion here with the irrepressible baseball fan of all times, Jackson Pinky Pinkowski, on the phone, on the Zoom with me, semi-live, well, live just from a different location. Today, you guys that are fans know when Jackson's on, we talk marketing, client acquisitions, growth. Today, we're going to talk specifically how and what to say to your clients, how and what not to say to your clients, and how to do so in a way that doesn't overwhelm you. I think the biggest problem, and Jackson, you probably get more direct contact with our people than I do on this particular thing, but the biggest problem is people don't know what to say. They're afraid to over-communicate, and they're afraid that they're just going to say boring stuff or stupid stuff, so they do nothing, and they've got this massive guilt that they should be communicating, whether it be by social media, by email, by phone. They should somehow be like, I got to get my name out there, but they don't know what, you know, just going out and screaming, Mike's Cleaning Company, like, not helpful. Are you experiencing? Give me your take.
Yeah, 100%. It's it's like twofold. I'm not doing enough in terms of communication, but then once actually I do talk to somebody, I'm afraid that I'm doing too much. Or
yeah, you're gonna wear them out.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like I gotta get this. I gotta get people. I gotta talk to people. And then when somebody comes through, it's like dating in middle school. You really want to have a girlfriend, but then as soon as you get a girlfriend, you're afraid to talk to her or something like that.
Or you go on the first date and you're like, can I call her back? Like, how long do I have to wait? Like that kind of nonsense. So good thing is let's start with some great value on a general rule of exactly how much to talk to your people. And then we'll dive into the specifics of how to actually logistically execute that. So the exact amount to communicate with your people to the nose is as much as you possibly can, where you give value every time. So can I email them 5 times a day? Absolutely. If you can find or call or whatever, you know, pick your medium. Yeah, absolutely. Email your people 5 times a day, every goddamn day, if you can find a way to bring value 35 times a week or whatever that math turns out to be. They will be happy to see it. If you're like me, you're like, well, I can't possibly give value that many times in a row. Yeah, me neither. I know. That's why we limit it. So you can't over the reverse. Also true, by the way, if you only email your people once a month and that email is something that gives no value and bores them or is an annoyance, that's too much. So it's a double-edged sword. Anything that before we get into the what to communicate, like, okay, great. That's helpful. Now, how do I do that? Any thoughts on that? Anything to add, Jackson?
No, I would say that's pretty much on point. I was always taught, as long as you're adding value, your customer on the other end is going to tell you one of two things. They're going to respond positively to you and say, yes, let's take the next step or whatever your call to action is, or they're going to say no and piss up a flagpole. So, it's one of those two types. And pardon my language, but that's how I was taught. I was taught by an old Marine recruiter on sales and messaging. So that was this thing. But yeah, you hit it right in the head. You want to be giving value back, and you do that as often as you can without being a bore or not giving that value back.
And while we're on that, let's give a little encouragement to the people, because I think fear really, well, how do I know if I'm giving value? What if they unsubscribe? What if they get mad? First of all, when I say value, we want to make sure we're only giving value. I shouldn't say only. I want to focus on giving value to the perfect prospects. So sometimes they're not perfect prospects. They've somehow got onto your list of email or of direct, however you're going to contact them, but they're not perfect prospects. So if they're jerks and you send, I think I've got an email in our sequence that just mentions Trump. It doesn't say he's good or bad. Oh no. I think it talks about his marketing. Like, he's a great marketer. Like, you can like him or hate him as a human, as a president. Any of those opinions are up to you. Right. But he's a great marketer, just hands down. Like, the most anti-Trump person's got to be like, hey, the guy was president of the United goddamn States, right? Like, he's a great marketer. And I would say the thing about Joe Biden, or, you know, again, any side of the aisle, doesn't matter. And I've had a couple people really pissed off at that email. And I'm like, if that's going to get you fired up, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not going to take away value from the 99% because the 1% might be upset. Right. And even if I did say, by the way, in America today, guys, gals, let's all get along a little bit, right? If I said I'm a big Trump fan or I'm a big Biden fan, can we still be friends? You can disagree and be like, I hate that dude, but we could be friends. All right. So, aside over, when we're trying to make sure we're speaking and giving value to our perfect prospects, right? So if you're a residential cleaner, your perfect prospect might be a 42-year-old stay-at-home mom. What is interesting to her is not probably going to be of interest to Jackson and I. So if you send something and Jackson and I didn't like it or unsubscribed, that's okay. We're not your perfect prospect, right? If you want to talk baseball, Jackson's probably going to be interested in that. 42-year-old mother of three, maybe less so. I don't know. So first of all, we're not trying to appeal to everybody. We're trying to appeal to our perfect prospects. Second of all, it's okay if they unsubscribe, right? A lot of times people or opt out, whatever it is, text, email, whatever. They say, I don't want this anymore. That's okay. I think a lot of times we're afraid that they're going to leave, so we don't say anything. But the problem is, I'd rather have a very engaged list of 1,000 people, or let's make numbers 100 people, than a group of 1,000 people who have their name and phone. Like, technically, you could buy the name and phone number of every single client in your universe, right? We're talking about opt-in, where they said, I want an appointment, I want some information, here's my phone number, here's my email, here's my address, you know, mail me something. Like, they've asked for some sort of information, by the way. So we're talking about that. So, you know, because we've worked so hard to get them to opt in to getting more information, we can't be afraid that they opt out, right? It's okay. I'd rather have, you know, people opt out that aren't. Jackson made a good point. He's like, I've got cleaners that still text me. And we've moved, like, they can't serve me. I'm like, how come you haven't opted out? He's like, I don't know. He must be still getting value, right? So if he opted out, they shouldn't be offended or stop texting anybody because Jackson opted out. They should go, oh, that's okay. So that was the first thing I wanted to cover. Jackson, anything to add? Anything I missed? I'm sure you've got a better, more interesting perspective.
No, that's perfect.
It's a short podcast. I should keep yapping and Jackson. Yeah. Okay, so two things we've covered: contact your people as often as possible. Just be interesting. Don't be worried about people opting out. Certainly don't be worried about a whit about the wrong people opting out. And if a small amount of people of the right are opting out, but you're getting engagement from everyone else, that's okay. All right. So as opposed to me talking and you going, yeah, that's fine. Well, I'll just open up the next question to you. So now that we know how often and not to worry that some people are going to opt out, what do we talk about? Right now that we've kind of overcome the fear of boredom, well, great. How do I get value?
Yeah, that's $1 million question. How do you get value? And it does. I will preface it. It kind of varies. Like you said, your example with the mom versus me, the value is different on your target audience. And the value is also different, kind of depending on what stage they're in with. Like how they've communicated with you in the past or how you've interacted with them. Like, for example, if someone schedules an introductory call with you, where you learn more about them and then you hopefully go through a walkthrough and then a bid or something along those lines, that type of communication, that type of education and value add is going to be a lot different than somebody who maybe you've already given a bid to, or somebody who you lost your bid to, or potentially a past customer that you lost for X, Y, or Z reason, right? Because, like, for example, the person who you had the introductory call, that value and discussion you might be having with them is, you know, time saving, like how much time they're able to save, how, you know, actually affordable it is. I've seen in the past, like, I've seen examples of cleaning company emails where, like, they will figure out how much time you spend cleaning your house based off of the discussions they've had with you. They will assign a cash value to that time and then outline it based off of, like, the value that you're getting back by hiring a cleaning service. So, like, how much actual time currency value you're saving just by helping that out. And that's eye-opening for a lot of people because they don't really realize, you know, how much time, and that helps overcome that kind of value add on the introduction versus like a past customer or somebody you might have lost or a bid you might have lost. The value add might just be saying, like, hey, this is, you know, we're coming up on spring. This is the time where you want to make sure your cleaning company is checking the vents and checking the, you know, things they might not normally clean and might do seasonally, because this is the time when pollen's in the air, whatever thing, things like that, that are susceptible and important to your customer base. And the person on the other end might be seeing that and say, hey, yeah, I have a cleaning company, or, oh, I didn't even think about, like, I need to clean that because spring's around the corner. I need to keep an eye on that because of this or something like that. So those are all types of messaging that you can give back to people. And, you know, that's really easy value. It's not like unique, complicated, or hidden behind any door for somebody to figure out.
Couldn't agree more. Real quick, Cleaning Nation, if you can think about how you found out about this podcast, maybe a tweet, a Facebook message, iTunes search, some sort of Instagram post, the only way we grow is word of mouth. We don't do paid ads. We don't run ads. You are it. The only ask I have is, if you're getting value, share the love. However you found out about this, if it's a review or post, whatever it is, do that. Pay it forward so the next cleaning company owner can change their life as well. Back to the show. I love Jackson because those are very specific examples. I think it would be helpful to get your kind of brain thinking. Let me give you how I would choose to think about it. And I think between those two, you'll have a good platform of how to put together some ideas. The big mistake we make is we talk about things that we are interested in, we want to talk about. We don't talk about things that they're interested in, what they want to talk about. So this truly comes, and we hit this so hard with our clients, niche. You got to understand who they are and what they want. Without that, how could you possibly give value, right? If all I know is you're a human, I guess I could talk about oxygen. But if I don't know, maybe you're, you know, if you are in a place where you have oxygen, it's, you couldn't, you know, if I tried to sell oxygen Jackson, not interested. But if he's suffocating, that's the only thing he's interested in, right? So if I don't know anything about him, it's very, very hard for me to communicate, right? So what we do is we default to us, right? We talk about how good our oxygen and how clean and how pure and how cheap. Jackson's not looking for oxygen, doesn't make any difference, right? So A, we've got to know who our client is. B, we've got to go know what they want. And then C, we've got to talk about that. So what we want to do is call now for a free estimate, because what do we want? We want to give bids, but Jackson's not sitting at home, nor is the 42-year-old housewife sitting at home going, I would like a bunch of bids. She might be thinking, I would like more time. Or she's almost guaranteed, if she got three kids, thinking, I would like more sleep. I would like some time for myself. I would like to enjoy my kids without worrying about the house being a mess. If it's on the commercial side, and let's just say it's a property manager, he's saying, I would like to get more clients. I would like to look better in front of the clients I have. I would like my clients to stop calling and complaining. These are all things that they're interested in, and you can email them, call them, fax them, if you can find a fax number, carrier pigeon, whatever, Skywrite, do whatever you want to do about those problems. But the problem comes that we just go right to buy my thing. Is your, you know, do you not like your janitorial service? Call us. We're the best. We're a better janitorial service. Call down for a free estimate. Sign up for our free newsletter. Like, you haven't given them any value. You're like, would you like more not free value? So we just think about what we want, which is generally cleaning base. Get into their head, think about what they want and where they're at, and talk about that. That's what they're interested in. What I miss, Jackson? Fill in any holes I've left blank.
Yeah. It's all about them. End of the day, people are selfish, and I say that in the nicest way possible. But especially on the consumer side of things, ultimately they don't care about you or your company. They care about themselves and the pain and the problem that they're facing. And so anytime you go the opposite of that and start talking about yourself, immediately the person on the other end looks at that and will go, oh, that's cool, for 5 seconds, and then turn right back to the problems that they have in their own lives. And it's like, that's all they care about. So you're totally right about that. Just focus on them, and it's going to feel weird. It feels weird that you're not doing it, because you see all these other things. You see other people do it the other way, and you're thinking, oh, everybody else does it this way. That must be the way I do it. And that's just not the case.
And to give you just a little more on how to focus on them, first of all, just try and, I mean, marketing and sales is really a very empathetic thing. Put yourself in that person's shoes, right? I like using the single, or the stay-at-home mom with three kids. because just demographically, she's very far from where I'm at, right? So, but I've seen other humans. I've been a child. I've had a mom. I see moms. I can look at what they're going with. So don't just talk. I mean, ideally, talk about them, right? But if you really want to put a finer point on it, talk about the pain that you're struggling with that you solve. Don't talk about how you solve it. Don't tell them you want to solve it. Don't tell them you're the best at solving it, because their buyer defenses are going to immediately go up, right? Just talk about their pain, the consequences of those pain, of that pain. If you really want to get good at marketing where you get the big bucks, is talk about the consequences of those pain. So the pain, the superficial pain might be the mom's like, my house is dirty. The consequence of that is I can't spend time with my kids. The consequence of that consequence is I have tremendous guilt about myself as a mom. So if you're trying to get someone to take action because their house is dirty, you got some chance, but it really depends on what's on top of their mind. If you're trying to get them to take action because they want more time with their family, you got a shot. If you have someone that feels guilty about their status, their role as a parent, they'll do anything. I got this from Dan Kennedy, who got this from someone else, but he was talking about, we'll play a game. I'll see if you've heard the story, you can't cheat. You got to tell me, but if you haven't, I'll let you try and guess where they put it. And this is a perfect example. This Jackson, there was a company that sold very expensive dollhouses, like $10,000, like very nice dollhouses. And they advertised in a certain spot in a magazine that was only in a very certain amount of people, that just shows the psychology of the pain, the consequence, and the consequence of the consequence. It's kind of a specific thing, so it's probably not a fair question to ask you. Any thoughts on where that magazine might have been? And if you don't, I'll tell you where it was, and then you can tell me if you can get the psychology of why that would be so important.
Like, they advertised on a position in the magazine, or the magazine itself?
The magazine itself was to a certain very, very specific demographic.
Shoot, I have no idea.
Wildly unfair question. I phrase it unfairly, but I'll bet you when I tell you that, you can tell me why that's genius. And if not, I'll share Dan Kennedy's thoughts, which I thought were great. It was only in a magazine, or it was in a magazine that only, and by the way, everyone else was at doll places, right? Where high doll, like doll shows and doll magazines. And like, you know, that's the obvious thing, right? Like, and there's nothing wrong with that, but then you got to be with all the other doll manufacturers. Now it's like, well, ours is nicer, cheaper, better, you know, kind of that sort of stuff. Doesn't talk about anything about their pain, right? If they're reading a doll magazine, yeah, we already know they're into dolls. This magazine they put it in was only distributed in private jets.
That makes and again, sense.
You're like, that's obvious for the money, right? Like, okay, they can afford $10,000 doll set, but who flies private jets? Typically dads. Who are typically doing what? Flying away from their child,
yeah.
Or back to their child. And probably if they're away from, massive guilt. And if they're away to, 50-50, the kid's asleep and they're going to bed. And what a perfect way to go. You have money and you have guilt around your child. Would you like your child to feel better about it? And it's terrible. Like, obviously, you know, please, if you're not spending time with your kid, don't just buy them crap, have a relationship. But from a marketing standpoint, it's genius because it hits the problem, the consequence of the consequence dead on. You know that they're, and do they talk, and did, I haven't seen the ad, but do you think they talked about how good their dollhouse was or how cheap it was? No, they just talked about memories that their daughter's going to have, and only certain men can buy their daughters this exquisite thing, and you're giving experience that no other daughter has, and all the guilt that he had. They didn't talk about their doll thing at all. They talked about the guilt and the relationship between the dad and the daughter. All right. Any thoughts on that before our final thoughts to wrap?
No, I think,
Jackson's playing a real cagey, real close to the vest on today's podcast.
I just don't overthink it.
That's
don't over don't I feel like I sign off every podcast we do with like, don't overthink it or have fun, but it's true, because oftentimes we talk about big topics here, or seemingly big topics, but really, yeah, don't overthink it, because you know, this is the way marketing has been for a long time, this is the way it's going to continue to be for a long time, but you don't have to be a genius, or you know, a genius in marketing, or be Steve Jobs or any of that to enact this into your business. So keep it simple. KISS, as they say.
I'm going to wrap it from my end with, I'm just going to tag onto that, especially in social media, when it comes to posts and things, man, we got some pretty good, you know, I'm pretty good at this. Jack's pretty good at this. We've hired some pretty good marketers. And boy, do we miss. Like, the thing that we think is going to be awesome sometimes falls right on its face. And when Jack says, let's have fun, just be silly. Some of the most viral things that we've done that we thought were going to just be a throwaway. Like, we just did it for fun. It wasn't even to market. It was just like, should we even post this up? It's just something stupid we did. And we just posted it up for fun. And holy crap, does it catch fire. So don't just translate that Jackson going, have fun. Like, oh, he's just trying to make me feel better. He's just trying to be nice. Or he's just trying, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe, but truly, truly, just being silly and having a little bit of fun goes a long way. So just to sum up, don't be afraid. You can communicate with your clients as often as you want, as you give value. You're only looking to give value to the perfect prospects. It's okay if people opt out. The way to give value is to talk about them, their pain, the consequences of that pain, the consequences of those consequences. Do not talk about you. It's about as much as we can do in a little 20-minute podcast. If you are like, that sounds good, but I really want a plan to actually grow my cleaning company, because it's tough, right? Like, I wish as owners of cleaning companies or as owners of any sort, we're kind of silver bullety, right? Like, we want to be sold on, like, if I could just get Facebook ads, then I'd be rich. If I just had a hiring funnel, then I'd be rich. If I could just get direct mail, then I'd be rich. If I could just have the perfect sales script, like, we just want it to be one thing, but it's not. It's a multifaceted problem to really build a multi-million dollar company that gives you freedom and time and is something spectacular. There's a lot going on. So we hit what we can in the time that we've got. But if you're like, I need more, we've got over a thousand podcasts that we've given you more, but you probably, if you need a system and a process, someone to walk out, reach out to us, growmycleaningcompany.com. I don't think there's a name for sale there. Just shoot me an email, mike@growmycleaningcompany.com. Let me know how it's going, what you need. And we have a whole team of people who will do our best to help. That's it. See you soon, Clean Nation. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.